Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, Webster Tarpley coming up. Not only has he recently traveled to Syria and can break down the admissions that Al-Qaeda is working for NATO, so I'm now unpatriotic because I don't hail Al-Qaeda. We are also going to be speaking with him first about Rand Paul, Ron Paul. I saw him about a week and a half ago and got in a big argument with him about Ron Rand Paul being sellouts to the New World Order. He didn't show any evidence of that, but he did say, you watch, they're going to go more and more with the establishment, and that indeed did happen. So we're going to get his take on all of that coming up in a moment. Also, we got the Bilderberg documents from 66 where they were freaking out about de Gaulle and centralized government economic nationalism. That's the model that Tarpley believes in. And he says de Gaulle is the model of that and was telling me that. And then I get these Bilderberg documents, and it's all about how much they hate de Gaulle in 66 and how they've got to get rid of him, which they did do. And I'm not endorsing de Gaulle. I don't know enough about him. I mean, I know a little bit. I've read about him and read some of it, but I can't, like, endorse him because I'm not a historian like Tarpley who's particularly looked into that area. So we'll start out from that perspective and not just have a heated, angry debate because I like Tarpley and I don't find it enjoyable to just sit there and, you know, hiss at each other because he believes in a state system. He says he's a statist, and all I see is nightmares from the state. I get if you have a corporate fascist world government that's above the law, that's bad too. But it's not like either Tarpley's view or Ron Paul's view is the way to go. You know, I'm just trying to have the public engage in a debate about these issues. So that's coming up. Marlis in Washington. Is that Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hey, just a few points here if I could make real quick. I didn't get involved in Paul's campaign this year because I was involved in it quite heavily in 07, 08, but it didn't take me very long to realize that his campaign was heavily infiltrated by the opposition. And it was very, very disheartening to when you put so much energy into something to have the rug basically pulled out from under you by people who don't do really what they need to do to make things work. So it was really frustrating, even though I went to the caucus this year and supported him and actually went to the county as a delegate. But I wanted to put a little angle on this, him and what's going on lately. If a hit was ordered on Paul and Paul thought that if he was bumped out, there would have been blood in the streets because of the fervor of his flock. Perhaps it's possible that to prevent the bloodshed, he went this route being a man of peace. Now, I'm not making excuses for him, but it just put another spin
on
it.
Yeah, but I mean, even the response by Campaign for Liberty is, hey, we got to play politics, get the Republicans to like us. We'll just endorse the wars, the torture, the banker bailouts then. I mean, just become Mitt Romney then. I mean, why didn't Ron Paul do that if this is such a great thing? And then I don't want to hear, oh, Ron Paul is Ron Paul, Rand Paul is Rand Paul. Listen, Ron Paul is involved in all the strategy of this. They coordinated his announcement Thursday, that Ron Paul's, that, oh, we can't win now, as if that wasn't already known, with Rand coming out and endorsing him. And my whole point is, going in that direction, Ron Paul was good because he was fighting the wars, fighting the banksters, exposing corporate welfare. That's something Republicans don't understand, and now they're starting to. They're like, well, all corporations are good and all government's bad. And I'm like, wait a minute. Corporations that hire people are good, that are constitutional, but if you're a multinational corporation that writes the laws to be exempt from the laws you put on your competition, and your main business model is banker bailouts and government contracts, you're the enemy. You know, all these defense contractor people are like, oh, you know, we need a bigger defense budget. It's not even our military. It's there to enforce these banksters' operations, and Ron Paul talked about that, and that's the antithesis of Bilderberg Group. But endorsing Mitt Romney, that is the Bilderberg Group. We'll be back with Webster Tarpley. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome to another worldwide hour of truth in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. I am Alex Jones, your host. Again, it is Monday, the 11th day of June, 2012. And for the balance of the hour, Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, doctor of history, he's also an economist, will be joining us. He is the author of George H.W. Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. He also wrote The Unauthorized Biography of Barack Obama, and he is a 9/11 truth scholar and activist, a AB Princeton 1966 summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa Fulbright scholar, University of Turin, Italy, MA in humanities from Skidmore College, and PhD in history from the Catholic University of America. He is fluent in Italian, German, French, Latin, and Russian, which is always interesting when you're at events with him because he's conversing in different languages with people. Tarpley is a true character. And I like him. In fact, he's one of our favorite people here around the office. He's also very funny in private. And we'll try to get him to do some fun things at the end. I said, will you do the Ron Paul imitation later? And he said, if you behave yourself. And so like a trained seal, I am here waiting for my treat at the end. So Tarpley is here with us. Now, listen, this is what happened. Just to preface this. It's like 10:30 at night or later. I get there to interview Jim Tucker Friday night in the middle of Bilderberg. I've been screaming all day. I have no voice. I'm totally exhausted. And there's Jim Tucker. I'm there to interview Jim Tucker. And Tarpley's mad at what's being said and is interjecting. So we start arguing with each other. By the time I get to him, you know, we dispense with the pleasantries and like two gamecocks start slicing each other up because he's saying, your buddy Ron Paul is going to sell you out. Yes, the Bilderberg likes him. And I'm like, come on, Tarpley. I can understand that you believe the state can organize things and empower people. Ron Paul believes the opposite. But your analysis about the corrupt oligarchs we've got is spot on. And his instincts about what Obama would do. He's a key part of the Obama deception. His instincts are very, very accurate when it comes to politics. I'm not as big a romanticist as he is. You know, we debate monetary policy. Should it be a government fiat currency like Lincoln had, or should it be a gold currency? Just because I entertain both doesn't mean I'm flip-flopping. We're having a debate. But overall, monetary education, cultural education, being involved, knowing how systems work, that's the answer. Now, he starts going off into a rant about de Gaulle and how, you know, that's the type of system he likes. And as I'm trying to get him to quantify it, and then later, a few days later, I get secret Bilderberg Group documents leaked to us, and part of the 300 pages that Aaron's now published, Infowars.com, is all about them obsessed with de Gaulle in 66 meeting in Wiesbaden, Germany. And how if his nationalism spreads, it'll kill their command and control. I get the philosopher king. If you're going to have a quasi-socialism, if you have somebody like de Gaulle who does it to actually empower people and build infrastructure, those infrastructures like coral reefs can supply an ecosystem. My issue is it always goes downhill and gets taken over and becomes horribly corrupt and out of control. So Tarpley wants to address first, because I asked him the other day on the phone, I said, are you a communist? It was like the Un-American Affairs Committee meeting. I said, listen, I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with your analysis of the problems, but are you a communist? Because, you know, my experience, look, liberals that say governments can empower people, they want my guns, they want my private property. He says, no, that's not the system. And he says, I want to explain to your audience this de Gaulle model. So he'll tell us about that briefly, tell us, describe who he is, and then tell us why. Because you notice I haven't had Tarpley on the last 4 or 5 months because it was just like endless Ron Paul ranting when I knew Ron Paul was out of the race by then anyways. And the Ron Paul supporters are like, hey, say get involved with the delegates. And I said, okay, I guess to try to influence the platform, but this is going nowhere. And people got mad at me from that side. Tarpley got mad that I wasn't saying, you know, that Paul was El Diablo. And I'm just like, look, they're, most of the manufactured food, it's not the right word for it. The processed food has nanotech in it now. It's being found in our brains. You know, GMO is killing us. Vaccines are deadly. By the way, Tarpley thinks all that's great, too. So that's why I think in his worldview, there's a few blocks missing. Of course, with me, too, anybody who's smart, you know, got their things about them that are, quirky or whatever. And I'm not trying to be mean to Tarpley. And I will ask you those questions later. I also want to get into Syria where you've traveled to, but there's my preface to this. Tarpley, who are you? Have you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No. And let me point out right at the beginning, this thing about Marxism, Leninism, this is a complete red herring. I represent the American system of political economy. Notice it's called the American system, not the Austrian system, and it's not even the de Gaulle system. It is the characteristic economic school of the United States. It starts with Governor Winthrop in Massachusetts Bay. It goes to Benjamin Franklin, who founded the post office that we have to fight to save today. It continues with Alexander Hamilton, who created the federal government and allowed this country to live when it was on a British death watch in the beginning of the 19th century. Goes on to Henry Clay. Henry Clay coined the term the American system, and this was a protective tariff, a national bank, and infrastructure paid for by the federal government, even if it's only in one state.
Now I agree with that.
Hang on, there's more. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, right? This is Lincoln and the people around Lincoln. We shouldn't forget Friedrich List, the greatest critic of British free trade, the guy who said free trade and free market is the way the British dominate the world. So if you're going to build an economy, you've got to have a full set economy. And whether you're Germany or the United States or whoever you are, you've got to use protectionism to keep the British out. And that was the Republican Party doctrine. Henry Carey, another important guy. You go to the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. That was founded. It's in the charter to teach the American system of Henry Carey. And instead you go there and these lobotomized professors today don't even know who he was. Then it goes underground. And this is the part where we can see for ourselves. When the gold standard was restored, the crime of 1873, the deed done in the dead of night, the Specie Resumption Act, that is where the populists come in, because these were farmers, right? These are Western farmers and miners, too. And what they find is that their debts, because of the gold standard, the debt they have gets to be crushing because they borrowed paper dollars and they're going to pay back gold dollars. That's one side. And the other side is the prices they're getting for their goods go down, down, down. So that is the populist movement. I urge people, take a look at the populist platform of Omaha in 1890. Those are the roots of the New Deal. Many of the concepts, such as parity price for farmers, come from the populists and are then taken up in the New Deal. And then by the time we get to this century, it's quite obvious. It's Franklin D. Roosevelt, the New Deal. The first time in human history that the middle class has become the numerical majority of the entire society. And this is the society, the New Deal state, the New Deal society, that fought off communism, fascism, and Nazism, put a person on the moon, and unlocked the secrets of the atom. It is the most effective form of human organization yet devised. Kennedy tried to revive it with the New Frontier. He was assassinated by Wall Street finance oligarchs working through the CIA operations director. We also should mention LBJ, right? Johnson, in his domestic program, especially Medicare and civil rights, this is also a continuation. Unfortunately, he fell for the Vietnam War line, and that is what destroyed him. Since the coming of Nixon, right, and we just had the 40th anniversary of Watergate this past weekend. Since the coming of Nixon, the American system, as we had it, has been dismantled. And this is what people have to understand. This Austrian litany of deregulation, privatization, union busting, the race to the bottom, the destruction of the social safety net, that is what has lowered the American standard of living by two-thirds over the past 40 years or so. So this is what I stand for. It is the American system. It's not foreign. Austrianism, by contrast, right, this libertarian Austrian doctrine of von Mises and von Hayek, you'd have to say, what is that? Where does that come from? Well, it doesn't really even come from Austria. I guess that would be bad enough. But it comes from the London School of Economics. That is where von Mises and von Hayek got their leap into international prominence. And above all, what people need to know is that Austrianism and libertarianism, that is a synthetic doctrine designed to brainwash people, to get them to the point where they cannot see their own interests and they're eager to cut their own throats.
All right, let's stop right there because I'm going to... Hold on, Webster, I have to announce to the network, we're going to skip this break coming up here in about a minute and a half so you can finish. You can get into your indictment. I want to get your perspective on this, but I want to go back. Why do I see out of the New Deal types wanting to restrict my Second Amendment, wanting to raise taxes on the middle class, and that money always getting siphoned off to the crony capitalist monopoly men? Why do I see the big tax-free foundations, Ford, Carnegie, lobbying? I understand for both sides. They are trying to control the libertarian movement so that they can grow a big government and then absolve themselves from taxes and take control of the wreckage. But I think it's more sophisticated than just saying, oh my gosh, we need to go with this New Deal system. All I see that the inheritance of the New Deal doing is coming after my Second Amendment and my family and trying to make me dependent.
I think that's too much of a low-level view. And I don't see how you can blame the New Deal for things that have happened since about 1970.
No, but I'm saying what came out of it. I mean, well, you know, the Great Society, all of this.
Yeah, what came out of it was, first of all, that the United States did not succumb to Nazism and fascism. Remember that Roosevelt was the leading anti-fascist of the world. He was the only person who consistently opposed fascism. And
okay, well, I want you to get into that, but let's go back to your point about the libertarians being synthetic.
Yeah, look, we look at Peter Thiel, right? Peter Thiel of the Bilderberg Steering Committee gives $2.7 million to the Ron Paul campaign. What does this mean? It means precisely that libertarianism and Austrianism is a synthetic ideology designed to get people to cut their own throats. We can also go back. David Rockefeller, this was the funny thing about that scene at the Bilderberg. David Rockefeller was of course not there. I guess he's too sick. But the patron historically of the Bilderberger group is David Rockefeller.
Some good news that he's getting ready to die.
He pays a lot of the bills. Yeah, but now you're going to get Thiel, and Thiel is actually worse. So David Rockefeller is paying for what's going on inside, but outside there are people who say, I'm a libertarian, I'm an Austrian, I'm for Ron Paul. That doctrine is also subsidized, paid for, by David Rockefeller. He paid von Hayek. Von Hayek had to spoon-feed him economics when David Rockefeller was studying at the London School of Economics. And he paid von Mises. The most dangerous secret organization for your listeners is not Bilderberg, not Trilateral, not Skull and Bones. It's the Mount Pelerin Society. The Mount Pelerin Society, founded in Switzerland in 1947, with Milton Friedman, von Hayek, I think, was there, right-wing CIA with William Buckley, European feudal nobility. In other words, the ideological basis, the theoretical basis of Bilderberg and the things that come later is already laid in 1947. The Volcker Fund gets involved. There are books about this, right? How reactionary and fascist businessmen supported this stuff. They funded it and promoted it.
Well, sure. Let's go back. I mean, you've got the Rockefellers funding Hitler from the beginning. All that's on record and declassified. But let's go back, because we have that private discussion, because you concede it's on record. The very same robber barons funded Marx, Engels, the whole deal. Explain how Marxism is synthetic as well, and what's the synthesis between the libertarianism they want to control, and you could argue began, and the communism. What is, because that's what the Carnegie documents show, is they do say there's a synthesis. What is it?
Well, we want to break out of it, but let's go back. I think I'm the foremost critic of Marx, right? My thesis is that Marx was a British agent. And you can see this in stuff that I published in 1994, 1995. Marx operated out of Great Britain, right? Everybody knows that he studied at the reading room of the British Museum, right? Today, the British Library. His patron was a guy called David Urquhart. David Urquhart had been the British ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, right, to Turkey, to Constantinople. And this guy, Urquhart, had a newspaper, and Marx earned his money, not so much from the New York Herald Tribune, but from this newspaper of David Urquhart. Urquhart is the guy who told Marx the plan for Das Kapital, right, capital, the main work of Marx. Urquhart was interested in dialectics. Urquhart had classes for working people. And the funny thing about it is that Urquhart was a tremendous hater of Russia. And people may not remember this, but even in the 50s and 60s, it was an embarrassment to the Soviets to have Marx as their guru. But at the same time, when you look at what Marx actually writes, it's always attacking Russia. Well,
exactly. And they sent that biological political weapon in 1917. It's not your thesis. Anthony Sutton got the documents. There were congressional hearings on it. McCarthy discovered it and then was destroyed. That the entire time, the Department of War, everything sent hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, the one train of gold with 50 million, with Lenin on board, in to overthrow the czars, because they knew there was already a revolution going on in Russia. I mean, communism was sent from England and the United States by the robber barons.
Yes. Although, let me just say, Marx was acting as a typical British agent in the 19th century when the main enemies of Great Britain were Russia and the United States. And indeed, during the American Civil War, there's a convergence between Lincoln and the Tsar as the good guys, in my view. When the Russian fleet arrived in New York, the Russian fleet arrived in San Francisco, and the British knew in 1863, if you attack the United States, you get a world war with the United States, Russia, probably Prussia, against Britain, France, and Spain.
And by the way, people forget this, and then they say, Alex, you're from the South. What do you mean you say the North's good? No, 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 no. On record, they sent British intelligence in to foment the South, who had real grievances, to try to break the country up. I mean, this is what they do.
Right. Freemasonic agitators. Very relevant point. But now, when we look at Lenin, Lenin is someone who was sent in by the British and by the U.S. to create chaos. The trick was now Lenin turns into the Frankenstein principle. In other words, they say, let's promote the breakup of the Tsarist Empire and feast on the remains. And then Lenin, being this fanatic that he was able to pull a coup and carry out to create this dictatorship, which then turned into something different. But no matter how much it evolved under Stalin, it was always crippled by Marxist doctrine. And the crippling was that they didn't have small and medium industry. They didn't have individual initiative, right? They didn't have entrepreneurship.
And then the CIA in 49 now declassified. I'd always read this and seen this. They now admit, in the last 5 years, put Mao Zedong into power, who destroyed all small and medium, collectivized, and killed 60-plus mil.
Well, that, of course, is the British policy, right? The British had always hated Chiang Kai-shek and the Chinese nationalists. But what was going on there, this was actually done by General Marshall. And this, it gets back to my thesis about Pearl Harbor. You have this group of Stimson, Bundy, Lovett, and McCloy. These are the top leaders of the U.S. banking establishment. They enter the Roosevelt administration as part of a national unity government to wage World War II. They sabotage Roosevelt. They make Pearl Harbor a reality. And then they send General Marshall, who is a willing tool, to China. And what does he do? He cuts off all military aid to Chiang Kai-shek for a year and a half so that Mao will win. Yes, indeed. Mao was put there because Mao was programmed with British ideology, Bentham and Darwin and things like this. And he kept China in a state of backwardness. Once Mao was dumped in the 70s, you get the immediate economic development of China. The economic development of China is also a monument to the American system.
And again, exactly. But expanding on that, just backing up what you're saying, that's why leading up to this, the British had gone in using opium on record hundreds of years previous to take over China. I mean, this really is a global system of sabotage. But it's not a thesis. This is all on record, Tarpley. So,
sure. And just on the opium, what you just mentioned, the opium was run by the British East India Company. And they had a school of economists associated with them. David Ricardo, the founder of so-called British classical economics, was the boss of the British East India Company. In other words, he was the biggest dope pusher in the world. James Mill, John Stuart Mill, and other British economists of the time, generally funded by the British East India Company. Malthus. Malthus is, of course, the ancestor of Keynes. British East India Company cadre school.
And let's expand. British East India Company, 1832, after they'd been kicked out of the U.S. And the Nationalists had defeated them, they sent a giant scout ship or mothership that was skull and bones funded off of opium money on record.
Right. And these are the families that go into the Boston and New York banking establishment. But here, Ricardo originated the quantity theory of money. The modern representatives of the quantity theory of money are von Hayek, von Mises, and libertarianism. And this obsession, I heard yesterday you were having to fight off people wanting to talk about narcotics, right, and how great narcotics were. This is, you can see this as a kind of original sin of this school of economics, right, the Austrians and the libertarians, which is that they, just like George Soros, are obsessed with making narcotics available everywhere, as if the American people weren't.
And what do they say? What do they say?
What do they say?
Me gold?
Yeah, me gold. Me gold. That's the leprechaun. And the leprechaun, especially the leprechaun, I think leprechaun 5, lip in the hood, out to do no good. That's Ron Paul. Narcotics and gold. Take a look. It's an interesting parody.
Yeah, but give it with the full power, Tarpley.
All right, you let me talk a little bit. Now, let me just make my action point. We now have a situation where lots of people in this country were betrayed last week by the two-party system, the Republicans and the Democrats. How did they both betray you? One side is Wisconsin, the other side is Ron Paul.
Stay there. Break it down the other side. We got to go to break here. Syndicated radio, Tarpley. We always break at 30 after. It's not a conspiracy. I even skipped the last break. But I want to let you finish up with your what you have to say about Ron Paul, what we argued about the other night before all this unfolded. Straight ahead, Webster Tarpley is our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, that was some fascinating history that Webster Tarpley was just giving you, and I've researched it all myself. And everything he's saying is exactly as it transpired from every perspective. He's just able to encyclopedically go into all the names, all the history. I mean, so much of it that I've read and studied over the years and then forgotten, and then he's bringing it up here. This is the truth. The mega ultra-rich created communism as a counter-revolution so that when people ran from their robber baronism, which was not free market, as they call it, you know, totally centralized, monopolyism, John D. Rockefeller said competition is a sin, they would run into communism, which was again controlled by them. And I wanted to get into De Gaulle and why they hated him so much. But also, you know, talk about Ron Rand Paul, what he said to me a week and a half ago that I disagreed with. And it doesn't mean I totally, all this has been proven and vetted out, but his instinct was proven accurate. And then where he sees this country going with some of his ideas for solutions. And again, it doesn't mean I endorse it all. We're just having a discussion about it. We're going back to Tarpley here in just one moment. I want to just remind listeners that we are listener supported. We have a 15-day free trial to see the nightly news and to watch the video feed of the radio show, InfoWars Live, every day, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's 15 cents a day. You get six memberships for the price of one, and there's a 15-day free trial. Pretty darn good, yeah. Create a username and passcode that you can share that isn't, you know, to your bank account, and six people can be logged in at the same time with the same username and passcode. So that's $5.95 a month for six memberships. Nobody can beat that. We just need the money to pay for the high-quality bandwidth. Some of our video feeds are in high def. The others are in medium res so they can stream out well. We're adding more. We're about to hire more reporters. We're struggling through all the 600-plus incredible entries. We've launched PlanetInfoWars.com, the social network. Be sure and check that out. We are trying to go to the next level in the fight against tyranny. So be sure and get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. Also, we carry the best gravity-fed filters that blows the competition away. They've got Traveler Pro Pures, Big Pro Pures. We've got other systems as well out there. But this is the best, and you get 10% off. Nobody can top that discount with the promo code WATER. Infowars.com to get the Pro Pure or 888-253-3139. And we also are carrying a lot of other great products there, T-shirts, books, videos, all of it. Jesse Ventura's new book. Demo Crips and Republicans. Talk about how they're organized crime. And those of us that are political savvy understand special interest took this over. Now NATO admits that they command our military. I mean, the treason is out in the open. There's press releases out Sunday that the globalization of U.S. Special Operations Forces, that's the headline put out by them. NATO admits they've got foreign troops training to take on American citizens. I mean, this treason is out in the open as we're prepared for foreign occupation. Obama, the headline's up at DrudgeReport.com. It's also at InfoWars.com. More drones than Obama knows what to do with. I mean, it's, you know, 10,000 for the Air Force, 5,000 for the Army, 5,000 for Homeland Security, predators, watching the Amish, watching people with their cows, Google, working for the NSA, got bot cars driving around, stealing your passcodes, downloading everything. There is just a lawless rush of tyranny. So fast now, I can't even interpret it fast enough. And Tarpley, I want to get your take on why we're seeing the mad rush right now. World being imploded by design. You're saying it's out of control, but I read documents where they admitted they were doing this a decade ago. A lot of points I'm making here, but finish your point about you know, what you said to me a week and a half ago about the polls, the Democrats, the Republicans, as you say, betraying people, the synthesis of that. And then I want to get briefly into DeKalb and then talk about where the world is right now politically, what we're on the precipice of.
All right. First, I would say, rather than dwell on the polls, I think what people have to do is search their own consciousness, the consciences, in a way of saying, you have to ask yourself, how was it possible for me to be duped? How could I be fooled for so long, right? Because many were. And I would say, if the only thing you've learned from this is that Ron Paul and Rand Paul are people that you can't trust, that is better than nothing, but that is not going to be enough. You've got to see that their betrayal is rooted in Austrianism and libertarianism, that the doctrine itself is designed to promote false consciousness. In other words, a fantastic distortion of reality and a kind of political action that cuts the throats of the people who promote it, right? It's a way to say, come and flay me alive, that's what I'm demanding. And if you look at Europe, right, you look at Syriza, in Greece, they're fighting against austerity, whereas the Pauls were coming saying, we're going to impose $1 trillion of really brutal, savage austerity. But now, take a step back from that. The betrayal last week was bipartisan. This is what has to be grasped. We had an epiphany of treachery. Obama, last week, betrayed the magnificent movement of working people in Wisconsin, right? You've got a fascist Governor Walker. He wants to bust the unions. He wants to destroy the state health system. He wants to destroy the state educational system. The guy is an enemy of civilization. So working people mobilized. They gathered a million signatures. It is the biggest signature gathering effort in any state of the United States ever in proportion to population. Obama in 2007 had said, if workers are being deprived of their rights anywhere, I will get some comfortable shoes and I will go out and walk the picket line with you as president of the United States. He never lifted a finger. He never went there. He didn't send Biden. He didn't send Solis, the Secretary of Labor. He didn't send the Attorney General to look into obvious violations of law, including voting law. And now the thanks to the hack Democrat Barrett, the Wisconsin movement has gone down to defeat. So the people who are betrayed by Ron Paul and Rand Paul on the one side are in good company because they're joined by this tremendous movement of working people in the Midwest that were trying to fight off these governors. The governors, of course, controlled by ALEC, right? American Legislative Exchange Council, meaning the Koch brothers, meaning big money from New York City, right? As populist as they try to be. So I would say to people, you have now got to ask yourself where that leaves you. Obama is being taken down. The Bilderbergers are absolutely for Romney and probably Mitch Daniels. I regard that as part of a general fascist offensive in this country. The goal will be to lower the American standard of living by approximately 25% in the next 12 months, much as has been done in Greece. And if you think that will balance the budget, look again. In Greece, 25% cut in the national budget and generally in the economy leads to the total debt burden of the country going from 130% of gross domestic product to 170%. In other words, the more you cut, the bigger the deficit gets, and
Webster,
it never ends.
I want to. You can continue in a moment, but I want to inject something here. Yeah. You talk about synthesis. The very same tax-free foundations try to control every movement, and they push dependency. They push welfareism. They wanted to get a big mass of people dumbed down on welfare, living off the dole, big giant government operations, unions, cops out writing tickets to feather their nest all day on bankrupt families, you know, a mom with four kids in the back with snot coming out of their nose. And so they know people are mad at the big government, mad at the unions making more money than they are. Bilderberg in 66 had the head of the, you know, big unions there. You know, the big auto workers unions selling them out. My point is the unions have been taken over forever. Were they good 100 years ago saying no to fascism and the Rockefellers with Pinkerton Security out shooting people, taking people's private property, you know, the railroads just taking whatever they want? Yeah, I understand they rebranded themselves as free marketeers, but that's as the answer to their command and control socialist model. They, as Carol Quigley says in Tragedy and Hope, they create both movements and then try to integrate them. I mean, certainly they didn't want Ron Paul talking about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and you know, the UN and all this in the past. I mean, I don't agree with you that, you know, Paul and Rand are like operatives. I mean, I've met them. I know them. They believe in what they're saying. So, again, I reject the big government, and I understand the system, after they've already bankrupted things, wants to use libertarianism as a cover for austerity, which means raise my taxes, pay more of my money to banker bailouts, while pointing their finger all day at little old ladies having their welfare checks cut off. I understand that if you're going to give, now it's $34 trillion the last 5 years to mega banks, just in the U.S. alone, that they give to nobody, and the Republicans never complain about that, and then they want to cut off an old lady, Social Security, who's going to starve to death. I get it, okay? I understand there's unlimited money and resources and ingenuity, robotics, all of it. I know the globalists admit they want a post-industrial world. They're fighting to keep the economy stalled. They want to stall the economy with carbon taxes in California so they can consolidate. I understand the basics of economics. I understand we're in a rigged game. But, I mean, how do we navigate out of this?
Well, what we've just had is an object lesson. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are both hopelessly rotten and must be jettisoned. Turn away from them. Do not ever in your life, ever again, go for an establishment politician, a 10 or 12 term congressman from the Republican Party or a young state senator. This, I think, is the overwhelming lesson. Obama was a bait and switch. Obama said, hope change, I'll end the war in Iraq. and instead you got the things that Obama has
Libya,
done.
Libya, Syria.
Yeah, but also he has the right to kill you. He has the right to put you in Guantanamo Bay. But with the polls, what we get is this superficial patter, anti-war. Ron Paul voted for the motion to apply military force. He voted for the 9/11 resolution. He voted for the Afghan war. And when he voted for that, that is the entire totalitarian transformation of the United States is in that bill. The motion for military force of September, October 2001. Ron Paul hasn't got a leg to stand on. He voted for all of these things, for the war, the dictatorship, and all the rest. And as you should remember, he repudiated 9/11 truth not once but twice. Repudiated 9/11 truth in the 2008 campaign, and then again on January 1st of this year with Jake Tapper. But here's the thing. What are we going to do about this? I would say right now a void has opened up. The Bilderbergers are dismantling Obama. The Ron Paul, Rand Paul illusion is collapsing. The Adbusters, this is also funny, Adbusters and Occupy Wall Street, there's a beautiful tape by this foul-mouthed comedian, Bill Maher, who mocks Occupy Wall Street. He says, you are a bunch of anarchists, you want to camp in the park, you like to go out there and sleep among the hedges and all this stuff. This is impotent. He compared them. He said the Tea Party gets 60, 70 members of the House of Representatives and a few senators. So far, you guys have nothing. So they're collapsing. Paul's collapsing. Occupy collapsing. Wisconsin movement betrayed by Obama. Obama being taken down. I see a political void. Let's fill that void. Let's have a national emergency anti-austerity conference against both parties. It would be anti-Wall Street, anti-war, anti-tyranny. It would be in favor of seizing the Federal Reserve and using it for the benefit of the American people and for maintaining the social safety net.
Well, Paul should be calling for seizing the Federal Reserve. Instead, his son has endorsed Romney, who says it is outside of Congress and Congress has no power over
it. It is time to say goodbye to all that. Goodbye to the Republican Party. Sorry, boys. You know, some of us concluded this after Bush, right, that we wouldn't be seen with a Republican for 5,000 years. Obama, the case is open and shut. Both of these parties, it's like Greece, right? You have the New Democracy and the PASOK, and they both support IMF austerity. The Republicans come at you with a chainsaw. Obama comes at you with the death of 1,000 cuts and slow poisoning. Dump them both. Dump them both practically and theoretically. In other words, look into your own mind and see all of the assumptions that Ron Paul was going to save you. He is not going to save you. Ron Paul is looking out for Ron and above all for little Rand. So we need an organizing alternative. If you don't have some organization, you are lost. These unions, you are right, in a depression and with the ruling class mobilized in a fascist offensive, as we're going to see now this year, the unions cannot by themselves resist. They're going to be swept away, as they were in Wisconsin. We need some kind of
political
umbrella.
Well, they're not swept
umbrella.
Away. They've been under control since the 50s, but 100% by the globalists.
This is Governor Walker. Governor Walker, who is a relative of Bush, right? George Herbert Walker Bush and George Walker Bush. That's their relative, Governor Walker of Wisconsin. He is smashing those unions. Mitch Daniels is going to be on the ticket because he was the most successful union smasher. Governor Snyder in Michigan is sending in dictators to run Benton Harbor and Flint and Pontiac.
Hold on, listen to what you don't understand, Tarpley. I know you're an economist. Because of China and because the globalists won't let us have any tariffs, and so it's not free or fair trade because they got slave labor, they got hidden tariffs. It's a joke. It's deindustrialized us. There really can't be any unions anymore because there's no industry left to speak for. So that's why it's all totally. And then Obama takes 20 plus billion in taxpayer money to pay to ship Cadillac and Volt factories to China. I mean, a foreign army couldn't do that.
So join me in campaigning for a protective tariff. That's what I'm for. I'm for mercantilism, protectionism, and dirigism. That's what de Gaulle stood for.
Yeah, explain why they didn't like de Gaulle. That's important.
Because de Gaulle said, I am going to use the powers of government to modernize the French economy, raise the standard of living, go towards full employment. This is why France has the best railway system in Europe, right? The TGV. It has the best nuclear energy industry. It has the best aeronautics, right, with the Concorde and the Airbus and all the rest of it. France, you go back to, you know, right after World War II, France had no aeronautics industry worth mentioning. Now they are a world leader thanks to Airbus. They can launch satellites.
But De Gaulle actually had to kick NATO out. He had to grab their nukes. There was actually some military. I mean, there were actually some military standoffs. People don't know about that. Sarkozy brought France back into NATO. Give people some of the backstory on that.
There were 35 attempts by NATO intelligence to murder de Gaulle, to assassinate him, and it was used using Vichy fascists, people left over from the Nazi occupation government. So de Gaulle came on the scene with a coup d'etat in 57-58, and this was a strong state. I think people make a tremendous mistake. If you think the American state today is strong, you're wrong. We have a weak state. We have a state that's pushed around by J.P. Morgan Chase, by Exxon Mobil, by Halliburton.
Look at the credit agencies run by the foreign banks who have governments begging at their knees to them.
And imagine, the United States government trembles in front of Standard & Poor's. De Gaulle knew what to do. De Gaulle would have sent tanks to the headquarters of Standard & Poor's. He would have rounded up a bunch of Wall Street financiers and put them in the clink. He did, in fact. There was one point where Monaco, right, the Duchy of Monaco, was trying to become a tax haven so French millionaire, billionaire fat cats could go there and not pay taxes. De Gaulle encircled Monaco with troops and tanks, and that was the end of the neo-feudalist experiment. That's what we're fighting for. The enemy is neo-feudalism. Peter Thiel is a great example of neo-feudalism. Let's build islands where we can have slavery, prostitution, narcotics.
Well, no, but what they do is they bring big government tyranny here, then they build little fiefdoms where they're safe from what they did.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, Webster Tarpley is our guest. We covered a lot of news so far and took a lot of calls. We're going to go a little bit into overdrive into the next hour with Webster. All I know is that I try to study politics and history constantly, and it is complex, and the system knows that. You talk about the general public, they have no idea what's going on. So we have a very big government, but he's right, it's not strong. In fact, they're getting it where foreign corporations, banks come in and boss the government. Blackwater, during Katrina, came into the mayor's office and said, we're in command. Now, they sent federal troops in to confiscate guns. And that's what these neo-feudalistic globalists set up. And that's what they want. They want a post-industrial world. This is their statement. But they're using Agenda 21, total government regulation on the little guy, to shut us down while they, the globalists, give themselves a libertarian offshore system to be above it. So it's not, Webster, that they're really libertarians. It's that they want a selective libertarian system for themselves while total post-industrial, neo-feudalistic, Hunger Games, serfdom under an environmental dictatorship for us. I mean, certainly there's the big government model they're using selectively. I mean, what do you say to that dichotomy that they are synthesizing that I just mentioned?
Well, it reminds me of what people used to say about the Soviets, right? Saying, well, you know, this is not real Marxism, right? The real existing communism in these places is somehow not the pure doctrine. It never was. It never will be. These neo-feudalists are actually acting out. They're implementing the essence of libertarianism, which is precisely that you go into living hell and they go into some paradise, right? Whether it's in Aspen or offshore or in Switzerland, whatever it is. In other words, it is the war of the 1% against the 99%, but it's that war being conducted with the 99% drugged, stupefied, incapable of understanding their own interests. I would say we have to be, first of all, students of what's going on in the world, right? Look at Greece. The Syriza bloc with Alexis Tsipras, they are going to be fighting this coming Sunday, June 17th. They have already passed the equivalent of the Republican and the Democratic Party. The two major parties in Greece are collapsing thanks to this Syriza bloc. Let's learn from them. What's their program, right? No austerity, no attacks on unions, social justice, put the bankers in jail, and a debt moratorium, right? If you have too much debt in a country like this, then you're going to have to postpone the payments, right? Freeze it for a while. They've gone from 4% to 30%, and they may become the next government. That's the most inspiring thing I can see. We need to learn from those examples. Look at what succeeds, what fails. Paulism has failed. Syriza is succeeding. The Wisconsin method has also failed. Don't let the Democratic Party come in and take your mass struggle and turn it into a political campaign with consultants and TV ads for one of their hacks. That's why I say National Emergency Anti-Austerity Conference sometime in August. When the Supreme Court comes down with their opinion on Obamacare, this will be from the rats cabal, Roberts, Alito, Thomas, Scalia. And they were probably going to say Obamacare is unconstitutional. And by the way, the American people have no economic rights. We're stripping you of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else. We're going to leave you nothing but your eyes to cry with. We are going to flay you alive. Who can fight back against that? The unions, as you're correctly saying, can't because they are slaves to Obama. The Pauls will be joining in. They'll be cheerleading. They'll say, yeah, flay them alive, flay them alive. This is our predicament. We've got to have some form of national self-defense to assert the interests of the vast majority of the population. And 75% of Americans want their Medicare, their Social Security, and their Medicaid. They don't want to be flayed
alive. But that's the trap. They get you addicted to the government. Then, like a crack dealer, they start taking it away.
I think that's the
point. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.